Welcome everyone to today's Forestry conference call on key developments in the first half of 2020, as well as our outlook for 2020. I'm Larissa Stüttem, and here on the line with me is our CEO, Jason Loveridge, who will give you his review of the first half of the year. Then we will open up the call for questions, in which Chief Development Officer Frank Herrmann will also take part. I'm sure you've all already seen our press release this morning, and the presentation for this call is also available for download on the website. You can find this in the Investors and Media section under Investor Information, then Conference Calls and Webcasts. The slides will give some support for Jason's comments, but anyway, you should be able to follow the call even if you don't have them in front of you. Before I hand over to Jason, I would like to give you all a brief reminder. During today's conference call, we may make projections or estimates regarding plans and objectives relating to our future operations, products, services, or future financial results, or assumptions underlying or relating to any such statements, each of which constitutes a forward-looking statement subject to risks and uncertainties, many of which are beyond our control. Actual results could differ materially depending on a number of factors. And with those formalities out of the way, I'll now hand over to you, Jason.
Thanks, Larissa, and welcome everybody to the first half conference call for 2020. I will refer to the slide deck that Larissa mentioned just a few seconds ago. We are a public company, so the disclaimer is given on slide two of the deck. And we'll start with slide three, which is the overview of highlights for the first half. So as can be seen on this particular slide, I think there's some key highlights for both Resmain, for our Resminostat program, and for Domatinostat through the Merklin 2 and Donimi programs. First, with Resminostat, we received in the first half of the year an independent data safety monitoring board, a recommendation to proceed with the Resmain study and to continue without modification following review of the cumulative safety data from the first 150 patients enrolled. For Domatinostat in Merklin 2, we entered into an avelumab supply agreement with both Merck-Pfizer for clinical combination study of Domatinostat in Merkel cell carcinoma, for Domatinostat in combination with avelumab. This study also filed an IND in the United States and was accepted by the FDA in the first half, and we expect to initiate the Merklin 2 study with the first patient in the second half of 2020. In addition, for Domatinostat, the first patient was enrolled in the Donimi study, which evaluates Domatinostat in a combination with checkpoint inhibitors in the neoadjuvant setting in melanoma. From an employment point of view, we had no significant changes in personnel in the first half of the year. The compounds we have in development remain as Resminostat and Domatinostat, and the market capitalization at the end of the first half for SC was 78 million euro. Moving to slide four, a summary of the financial review and outlook for the remainder of 2020. At the end of the first half, for SC had a little over 35 million euro held at the bank, which puts us in a very strong financial position for the remainder of the year. The average monthly burn during the first half was significantly lower than forecast at 1.593 million, forecast being between 2 and 2.4 million average monthly use of cash. The lower expected average monthly operational cash use we maintain our guidance for the remainder of the year at 2 to 2.4 as compared to early assumptions. The funds that we have currently at the bank, we expect to finance the company at least until the second half of 2021. I think the first half, moving now to slide five, clearly, the first half of 2020 has been dominated by the coronavirus pandemic and the impact that it's had on all companies in the biopharmaceutical sector. Earlier in the year, enrollment of new patients in all of FOREST-C's active clinical studies was temporarily suspended in order to focus on patient safety. Clearly, this has an impact on ongoing recruitment, and ongoing recruitment in the first half clearly slowed. But now that recruitment for all studies has restarted towards the end of this quarter, we will look again at the number of patients required for the different studies as we enter 2021. Again, on slide six, a final summary of the overview for the company's two main drug candidates for resminostat and the ResMain study in CTCL. We finished the first half of the year having enrolled 157 patients and will continue to recruit patients into this study in the second half now that suspension of recruitment has been lifted and we're actively recruiting again for this particular study. For domatinostat, we have four active studies at the moment, the first being sensitized, where the fourth cohort enrollment is almost complete, and we expect data from, or an update of data in this study in the second half of 2020. For eMERGE, data from the stage one of the study will be available in the fourth quarter of this year, and we expect to open stage two, the expansion phase, to recruitment in the fourth quarter of 2020. For Dunemi, we finished the first half having enrolled 9 patients, and we now have our Australian site or the Australian site open for recruitment. So Dunemi is progressing to plan, and we expect to actively recruit at the open centers in both the Netherlands and in Australia in the second half of 2020 and have data in 2021. For Merklin 2, approvals to start the study have been now granted in a majority of EU countries as well as in the United States, and we expect the first patient in the third quarter of 2020. That completes my overview of the first half of 2020. And I'll pass back to the operator to open the call to questions. Operator?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. If you are joining us via the web, please click the request to speak flag icon. If you do change your mind, please press the star followed by two. When preparing to ask your question, please ensure your phone is unmuted locally. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. If you are joining us via the web, please click the request to speak flag icon. We currently have no further questions, so I'll hand over back to you, Jason.
Thanks very much. For the first time at this particular call, we actually opened our investor relations communication channel for investors to lodge questions prior to the call. We had a number of questions proposed via email running up to today's call, and I'll go through those now. We have two questions from Mr. Frank Schneider. The first question is that Immunic has made considerable progress with the out-licensed products from FOREST-C. Why can these not be better communicated to the outside world? After all, milestone payments and sales participations were agreed with Immunic. So in answer, I agree Immunic has made excellent progress with their programs, but not all of their programs originated in out-licensed products from FOREST-C, and so we can only potentially receive milestones and royalties on a subset of Immunic's programs. I would refer you to Immunic for more details of their progress, but to the best of my knowledge, their programs are still a significant way from market, and as such, it would not be appropriate for us to start recognizing or communicating potential revenue streams at this stage. If and when 4SC actually receives any payment from Immunic, we will publish this or mention it in our annual or quarterly reports. A second question from the same individual. How does the management board view the current share price of 4SC AG with regard to the ongoing development programs? So in answer to this, the current share price is obviously disappointing. And whilst I have no clear explanation for this, it is often the case that operational performance is not always accurately or fairly reflected in the stock price at any one time, especially given the progress that has been achieved over the past few years and the current status of both the Resminostat program, which is in the later stages of a pivotal study in cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, and Domatinostat, given the early data from Sensitize, which was presented at ESMO in 2019, and the progress we've achieved to date with both the Merklin and Donimi studies. I will now ask Frank Herrmann to answer the same questions in German so that everybody can understand, and then he'll pass back to me for the conclusion of the call. Frank?
Thank you, Jason. I'm happy to take this over, so I switch now to German, and I will also read the question. Die erste Frage von Herrn Schneider. Immunic hat ja beachtliche Fortschritte mit dem auslizenzierten Produkten von VSC gemacht. Warum kann man diese nach außen nicht besser kommunizieren? Schließlich sind ja Meilensteinzahlungen und Umsatzbeteiligungen mit Immunic vereinbart worden. Dies hätte für den Aktienkurs sicherlich einen signifikanten Vorteil. Stellvertretend für Jason die Antwort, ich gebe Ihnen recht, dass Immunic mit ihren Programmen hervorragende Fortschritte erzielt hat, aber nicht alle Programme sind auslizenzierte Produkte der VSC und deshalb erhalten wir künftig nur Meilensteinzahlungen und Lizenzgebühren für einen Teil dieser Programme. Ich würde Sie gerne an Immunic verweisen, um weitere Einzelheiten zu den Fortschritten in Erfahrung zu bringen. Nach meinem Verständnis sind Immunics Programme jedoch noch weit von einer Marktzulassung entfernt, sodass es für uns nicht angemessen wäre, diese potenzielle Einnahmequelle bereits jetzt einzubeziehen bzw. zu kommunizieren. Sollte 4SC eine Zahlung von Immunic erhalten, werden wir dies veröffentlichen bzw. in unserem Geschäftsbericht oder den Quartalsberichten erwähnen. Zur zweiten Frage von Herrn Schneider. Wie sieht der Vorstand den aktuellen Kurs der 4SC AG bezüglich der laufenden Entwicklungsprogramme? Wieder stellvertretend für Jason Lovitch die Antwort auf Deutsch. Der aktuelle Aktienkurs ist enttäuschend und obwohl ich keine Erklärung dafür habe, ist es häufig so, dass die operative Leistung nicht immer genau oder fair im Aktienkurs wiedergespiegelt wird, insbesondere angesichts der Fortschritte, die in den letzten Jahren erzielt wurden. Insofern möchte ich den aktuellen Status sowohl des Resminostat-Programms, das sich in der späten Phase einer Zulassungsstudie in der Indikation CTCL befindet, als auch des Domatinostat-Programms, in dem 2019 auf der ESMO die frühen Daten von Sensitize vorgestellt wurden und mit dem in den Studien Merklin und Donimi im Jahr 2020 beachtliche Fortschritte erzielt wurden, erwähnen. Das waren die Fragen und Antworten auf Deutsch. And now I hand back to Jason, respectively the operator.
Thanks, Frank. So going forward for future conference calls, we will continue this practice of opening our investor relations channel for investors to pose questions, which can be answered during the quarterly or annual calls. And we will continue to answer those questions in both English and German. So that brings us to the end of the call. I want to thank you for your interest in 4SC and continued participation in future conf calls, and look forward to speaking to you then. All the best for the summer and for people's vacations. Thanks.